This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Yesterday, some Montana lawmakers said that the state legislature needs to get more involved in the fight against the Obama administration's Clean Power Plan. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Butte Democratic Senator Jim Keene said the legislature should get off the sideline on an issue the governor and attorney general have already taken on.
I think it's important for the legislature to say we have a say in this and a power in this.
Keene is the chairman for Montana's subcommittee on the Clean Power Plan. On Thursday, the subcommittee approved a letter to be sent to the Energy and Telecommunications Committee and Environmental Quality Council. The letter expressed concern over what it says is the Environmental Protection Agency stepping on Montana's ability to regulate its economy. It asked for more information on how the plan might impact the state. The Clean Power Plan calls for Montana to reduce its carbon dioxide emissions by 47% by 2030, more than any other state. Subcommittee members voted 5-3 in support of the letter. Representative Tom Steinberg, a Missoula Democrat, said it might be too soon for the legislature to get involved.
Why are we making these comments now before we, in fact, have a plan that's evolving?
Montana is among 27 states suing against the federal plan to substantially cut carbon dioxide emissions and fossil fuel dependence in the coming decades. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The candidate filing period has begun, kicking off Montana's 2016 election season. A handful of candidates waited outside Secretary of State Linda McCullough's office yesterday to be the first to register when she opened the doors at 8 a.m. This year's top races include those for president, governor, U.S. House, and four statewide offices. Voters will also choose three Supreme Court justices, three public service commissioners, and 11 district judges. Republicans will try to hold on to their legislative majority with 50 Senate seats and all 100 House seats up for election. Seven proposed ballot initiatives so far have been approved for signature gathering. McCullough says with this year being a presidential election, she expects more candidates to file than the 139 candidates who ran in 2014. The filing period ends on March 14th. A skier has suffered a compound fracture after being buried by an avalanche on the Montana side of the Lookout Pass ski area. Idaho Panhandle Avalanche Center Director Kevin Davis says three skiers were in the backcountry of the St. Regis Basin when an avalanche struck and partially buried one of them. The two other skiers were uninjured and were able to dig out their buried companion. He was airlifted to Shoshone County Medical Center in Kellogg, Idaho. A backcountry avalanche warning was issued for the area and was in effect through last night. Thanks for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.
MTPR and Montana PBS invite you to attend a free preview screening of the new PBS historical drama, Mercy Street, set in a Civil War hospital. Join us Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. in the UC Theater at UM in Missoula. More details at mtpr.org.
Well, this is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with these headlines. The former CEO of a Montana appliance and electronics store has been indicted on federal charges alleging he defrauded the employee-owned company, forcing it into bankruptcy. George Manlove pleaded not guilty in U.S. District Court in Missoula. He was released on his own recognizance. A trial date has not yet been set. Authorities say an 89-year-old woman has been killed in a single-vehicle rollover crash north of Craig. The Helena Independent Record reports the Cascade woman, whose name has not been released, died in the crash yesterday afternoon. Troopers say the car drifted off the side of the road and crashed. A group of Montanans stopped in Missoula yesterday on their way to Spokane to speak out against a proposed oil terminal in Vancouver at a hearing last night. The terminal could bring an additional 12 million gallons of crude from the Bakken fields in North Dakota and Montana to the West Coast. John Woodland, the recently retired fire chief in Superior, says trains carrying Bakken crude are a significant safety threat.
None of the smaller communities that these trains are going to travel through are prepared to handle a major spill or explosion. Our tracks through Mineral County, particularly the steep, narrow valleys, are frequently subject to derailments.
Kate French with the Northern Plains Resource Council says the jobs the oil industry creates in Montana don't outweigh the potential consequences of an oil train crash.
If we are really going to take on all the risks associated with transporting that much more crude oil, the economic benefits for Montanans seem pretty minimal in comparison to the costs we'd be having to pay.
Other Montanans, including the Republican members of the state's congressional delegation, have been strong proponents for developing West Coast shipping terminals that would help export oil and coal produced in Montana and other states. A U.S. Army soldier who suffered a traumatic brain injury from a bomb blast in Iraq was the victim of a police shooting in Kalispell. Police Chief Roger Nassett says 30-year-old Ryan Pengele was shot by two officers after pointing a rifle at them and refusing orders to put it down. He underwent surgery and was hospitalized in the intensive care unit. Officers responded to a call about a suicidal and homicidal woman at Pengele's house early Tuesday afternoon. Officers tried to arrest the woman, but she resisted. Police said Pengele and another man emerged from the back of the house. Pengele was armed. The officers involved are on paid administrative leave during the investigation. The house where the shooting occurred was built by Operation Finally Home and given to Pengele and his wife in 2013. Officials have announced that American Airlines will begin seasonal service into Bozeman from Dallas-Fort Worth. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports Bozeman-Yellowstone International Airport Director Brian Sprenger says yesterday's announcement will bring American Airlines to Bozeman for the first time beginning June 2nd. Flights between Bozeman and Dallas-Fort Worth will run from June to October and December to April. The new flight service will be supported by a $650,000 federal grant, which will be matched with an equal amount from Big Sky Area Resorts and the Bozeman Chamber of Commerce. Big Sky's Director of Sales and Marketing, Brandon Bang, says the additional service, access to a new hub, and a new airline company will help boost Bozeman area tourism. The Bozeman-Yellowstone Airport has been the state's busiest since 2013. The former CEO of a Montana appliance and electronics store has been indicted on federal charges alleging he defrauded the employee-owned company, forcing it into bankruptcy. George Manlove pleaded not guilty in U.S. District Court in Missoula. He was released on his own recognizance. A trial date has not been set. Authorities say a 72-year-old Garfield County resident died after a vehicle ran over him. The Billings Gazette reports Sheriff Clay Lammer says Jerry Johnston of Jordan died Wednesday morning. The results of an autopsy scheduled for Thursday have not yet been released. The Montana Highway Patrol said in a news release that Johnston had been outside a vehicle stuck in the snow when he was run over. An investigation into the incident remains ongoing. Thank you for listening for Montana Public Radio. I'm Edward O'Brien.